Welcome to Royal Legacy, where we will explore the rich athletic history and deep family connections of BYU sports. Join us as we honor the past, celebrate the present, and look forward to the future of the BYU Cougars. Here's your host, Lauren McLean.
How's it going, everyone? I'm Lauren McLean, and welcome to Royal Legacy, where we dive deep into the family connections of BYU sports. Joining me today are three brothers, former BYU linebackers Isaiah and Jackson Kafusi, and their little bro, current linebacker for the BYU football team, Micah Kafusi. Thanks so much for being here with me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good to have you. So you were saying, is this the very first time all three of you have done an interview together?
Very first time.
Yeah. First time.
Jackson and I have done a bunch.
Yeah.
Because we played together, but this is the first time with Micah.
Yeah. First time with little bro here. How's it feel, Micah? You've arrived.
Feels great.
Feels great.
Are you worried they're going to pick on you? Because you're
A little bit.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. Well, I'm excited to hear what everyone says. All right. The Kafusi name is arguably one of, if not the most well-known and recognizable last names for BYU and Utah fans alike. What are some of the things people say when they find out you're a Kafusi? We'll start with Isaiah.
Well, the first question I always get asked is your mom the mayor?
I'm sure.
And I always, you know, I have to explain. No, yeah. She's an aunt.
Yeah.
But she's basically a second mom to us. She basically raised us growing up when we were at football camps. She was feeding us and shuttling us back and forth.
Because you're from Cottonwood Heights. You guys are from Salt Lake.
Yeah. So I always just say we're the Salt Lake Kafusis. We're not the Provo Kafusis.
Okay. What about Jackson? What are some of the things people say to you?
Yeah. I always get, especially growing up, it was like, are you, the Utah Kafusi or are you the BYU Kafusi? And our dad played at Utah. So we, the answer was always, oh, Utah. And then this guy committed to BYU and played here, and so I had to follow suit. And so, yeah, it's, BYU. BYU Kafusis.
I love it. So. What about for you, Micah?
Yeah, they go down the line. They go, are you Bronson's brother? Cousin? Corbin? Cousin? Isaiah? Jackson? I'm like, yep, those are my brothers.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it. Those are the ones. I love it so much. Isaiah, like Jackson said, you were the first Kafusi brother to play at BYU after your dad, Jeff, played at Utah. What was it like for you growing up a Utah fan and then deciding to don the Cougar blue?
Yeah, it's interesting because, in prep for the Utah game, I was just kind of reminiscing on my upbringing and the family connection. And I was telling people I had like a picture of Rice Eccles Stadium on all of our mirrors growing up because that's where I wanted to play.
Yeah,
I wanted to be a Utah football player and, really, it was Bronson and Corbin and Steve that started to sway as I was getting recruited, and it just felt right. And so as I, went through the recruitment process, it was like, BYU, that's the school. Like, this is where I want to be, not only for football, but because it's going to propel me to life. And, it was a cool experience, and I still have a lot of respect and appreciation for the University of Utah just because the opportunities that it's given, our uncles and cousins and getting school paid for, them. And so I do have a lot of appreciation for the University of Utah, but, man, I bleed blue. Like, I am just a diehard fan.
I want to know, so now that the three of you are playing at BYU, what does your dad, Jeff, do? Because that's got to be a really hard situation for him. I mean, maybe not because now it's been years, but I bet that was so hard for him to put on a BYU, hoodie after being a Utah man for so long.
Yeah, initially I think it was, but As he came around Kalani, as he saw the program, I think it reminded him a lot of Coach McBride's program and how he ran the University of Utah. And when my dad was there, he played for Coach Mack. And so I think it was easy for him to say, hey, I would love my sons to go play for Kalani, for the culture, for the program, and the school, really, to get that education. And I think it was easy for him. And now, his closet, it's blue. And he's got his red in there as well. He wears all different, colors and schools, but he loves BYU.
Did you have any idea you would be setting the stage for your brothers to follow suit?
No, I didn't. Hmm. And honestly, playing with Jax and with Corbin and Dev was one of the highlights of my career. So I didn't really think that, this was gonna happen this way. I know Jackson had offers to several schools, and it was probably looking like he was gonna go play for a different school. And it was an awesome time, an awesome experience to play with my brother.
And I want to get into that a little bit later, but I want to hear from Jackson and Micah. Assuming you were both pretty big Ute fans as well growing up, right? You guys were Ute fans growing up.
Yeah.
So what do you remember thinking when Isaiah told you, I'm gonna be a BYU Cougar?
I think it kind of like hit me when there was the BYU Utah game and we were in the recruiting section for Isaiah at the BYU game, and my mom and I were like, you know, we don't want to wear red, like, should we? Because, like, we're still really big Utah fans. Yeah. So, like, what color should we wear? I think we ended up just wearing gray or black or something like that. And it was like, we want to support Isaiah, but also, like, Utah would make a play. And I think they won that year. And we were also like, this is awesome. But we're in the recruiting section behind the team. So, you know, you couldn't make it too big of a deal about it. But, yeah, I think, you know, initially it was like, oh, what's going on here? Like, Isaiah's a traitor kind of thing. But I think the nice thing was, at least for me, is I think I caught the vision of what Isaiah saw in BYU, and it was, like he was mentioning, you know, Bronson and Corbin played a huge factor in his commitment here. And for me, just getting into football and, like, having offers and really thinking about what I wanted my life to look like, I think I caught the vision that Isaiah caught of, like, hey, BYU's a great school. You can grow spiritually, you know, mentally, physically, whatever it is. And you know, potentially find a, you know, your wife here. I think that's what I wanted, and so it was very easy to switch over as well.
Mm. So that's ultimately what made you decide.
Yeah.
BYU after all of your different offers.
Yeah. And the vision was to just play college football with my brother. So that's also what it was.
What an incredible opportunity. And Michael, let's go to you. How old were you when Isaiah committed?
Oh, I don't know. I was pretty young. I don't really remember.
How far apart are you guys?
I committed basically 2014.
So I was like 11, 12.
Yeah.
I don't remember the whole recruiting process, but I do remember your first year, your first couple of years. And it was different. I remember when we went to Lavelle Edwards, there was a game there, and it was different. Fans were, I mean, Utah fans are rowdy, but the BYU fans just had a little different rowdiness to them, if that makes sense. It was just a little bit different.
Whoa, don't tell BYU fans that.
I love it.
No, it's a good thing.
No, yeah, it's a great. It was a great thing. It was. I love the environment when we went to Isaiah's first couple of games, and it was awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, I loved it.
And you're like, okay, I could root for these guys.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
Cool. Let's back up a little bit. Football was obviously something important to your family when you guys were growing up. When did you all start playing? Let's start with Micah. When did you start playing football?
I think I was 9 years old.
Nine.
That's when I started my first year.
And was that tackle football?
Yeah, first year of tackle football.
Okay, what about for you, Jackson?
Yeah, I want to say I was like around that fourth grade, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I was 12. So my dad, he was obviously, right, I'm the oldest, so I got like the most strict,
you know, oh, yeah.
Dad and mom.
You were the experimental child.
I was the
child.
Experimental yeah. child. And so my dad just, he was very much, hey, you can play flag football, but I don't want you playing tackle. And every year, right, I was like, I was playing basketball with all my friends, and they'd all play football, and they'd all say, Isaiah, come on, you got to come play tackle football with us. And my dad was always like, no, not yet, not yet. And as a kid, I remember, like, dude, this, what are you doing to me? Like, why are you holding me back? But now as a father, I totally understand his mm-hmm. perspective. So I did wait a little bit longer. I played several years of flag football, and then at 12 years old, finally got the okay from my dad to play tackle.
And then with Jackson and Micah, he's like, oh, they're fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
That's what happens with the second and third child. Oh, they're good.
See, their CTE is accelerated.
That's right. Yeah, you're going to be taking care of them in a few years from now. So what other sports did you guys play at? Because I'm sure you were very competitive with each other growing up. So what other sports did you guys play, Jackson?
Basketball was probably our second main sport. I know, Isaiah, you played volleyball. I played lacrosse a little bit.
Oh, wow.
I ran track.
Michael, you ran track? In high school?
In high school.
I love it.
Not for that long, but yeah.
How'd you do?
Track star. Right.
Nice.
I think I made it to two meets. Two track events, and that was it.
And you won.
That was good for me.
You won. Hey, there you go. I love that. So would you guys say you were more competitive with each other growing up or more supportive, Isaiah?
A little bit of both. And here's why. So on the supportive side, My parents made us attend every single game of every sibling, which is actually pretty awesome when we think about it. And poor Micah, right? He got dragged from a football game to a basketball game to a lacrosse game on some Saturdays. Like, it was back to back to back. And so my parents made sure that we prioritized everyone's games. But then, you know, when we were playing in the house, very much a competitive, you know, atmosphere. We're getting after each other. Micah was obviously the youngest, so he always lost.
Sorry, Micah. But
he always cried at the end.
Okay. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And then we would get in trouble.
Yeah. I love that. So is that true, Micah?
Yeah.
Were you picked on growing up?
They bullied me just a little bit, but,
okay, but would it was you for say, the better. Would you say that made you a little bit tougher now?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So now I got to know, when you guys are all playing basketball together, who wins? Who's the best basketball player?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't think we've played, like, older.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not that great at basketball. They played in high school, so.
You could beat them in a foot race, though.
Oh, are you the fastest? For sure, yeah. For sure.
I think Isaiah's got a better shot. Okay. But I think I would, like, win. Like,
like one-on-one?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Okay, well, I want you guys to go play and then come back and tell me. Yeah. Who's going to do it, all right? All right, Jackson, what role did your mom and dad, Brooke and Jeff, play in your sports development?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it was everything. I remember there was a time that, you know, me and Isaiah, we were young. I think it was Little League probably. And financially, I felt like it was pretty tight. And I just remember, I hope I don't get choked up. I just remember my mom was saying, hey, we're going to put you in football and we're going to pay for it because that's what comes first for us. And that's how we spend our, you know, our family time together is, you know, supporting each other. And I remember, you know, feeling almost guilty that I was, you know, taking, you know, away from my mom and dad, I guess maybe financially for them to put us into sports. And and I think they played a huge role. And I think maybe Isaiah knows a little bit more than I do, but I think they sheltered that away from us pretty well and gave us the most opportunities to you know, advance and excel in the things that we love to do. So played a huge role. So, yeah.
Isaiah, what do you think from your perspective? What role did they play for you?
Yeah, I mean, just along those same lines, right? I remember just the sacrifice from both of them, right? Putting their kids first and giving us every opportunity to excel. You know, my mom was always very nurturing and coddling and comforting when we would lose. And my dad was very much, here's the advice and here's what mm-hmm. we can do better. And just providing and kind of cultivating that environment for us. And we as kids had no idea what it was actually going on. So I think we are all kind of products of their sacrifice and what they, you know, have done for us to really get to this point.
To have three sons play Division I football is pretty crazy. So, Micah, from your perspective, yours is a little different as the youngest because, like they mentioned, you were dragged to all their games growing up.
Yep.
So you had no other choice, right? But what influence would you say your mom and dad had on your sports development growing up?
One thing that comes to my mind is just their hard work. My mom and dad, day in and day out, just constantly working their butt off for those around them, like our family. And so I look at that as an example. I want to work and work and work, and eventually it'll pay off where I can be like my parents and provide and give opportunities to my kids or whoever is around me. So I think just their hard work ethic is a great example to me, and that's kind of what they set for me looking to them.
I love that so much. Your dad, Jeff, as we mentioned, played football at the University of Utah in the mid-90s. Did you guys think he was pretty cool when you were growing up? Like, would you, like, go brag to your friends, Isaiah? Because you were the oldest, so you probably maybe were more ingrained in that and remember that a little bit. What was that like, knowing that your dad was kind of a big deal in college?
Yeah, it was awesome. And I would obviously flaunt it to everybody, right? And like every Halloween, I was my dad for Halloween, right? Like I've got his you know 3X or 4X jersey that's touching the ground, and I've got his Utah football helmet, and you know now reflecting back, like I really am amazed at my dad and all his brothers, right? There's six total that played. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. I would always brag, you know, my dad was a Utah football player to everyone growing up.
So cool. Did you guys feel the same way?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're like, I'm just going to throw this in here. My dad played for Utah. I totally would. I think that's so cool. And Micah, what influence would you say your older brothers had on you growing up? Because I feel like for Isaiah, it was kind of probably your dad, right? Mostly your dad. And then you had two examples of two brothers growing up. What influence did they have on you as you were developing in football?
Everything they did. Everything they did when I grew up, even now, I just wanted to do. I mean, me and Jackson shared a room for till he was a senior in high school, I think. So literally everything he would do, I would just want to do it and just do it just like him. And same with Isaiah. So as they went through their career here at BYU, and even now they're working with families, growing their families, every step they're taking, I want to take just the exact same. And I look up to them and everything they do, really.
Isn't that crazy? As like the older siblings, you probably had no idea or just didn't care how much like your younger siblings are looking up to you. Like, did you guys realize that? Like, whoa, my younger brothers are really, really looking to me.
Not really, right? It was just like, hey, what's the best thing, you know, for the family? And, mm-hmm. and then, you know, hopefully in the back of my mind, it's always like, just take care of my brothers.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily it's turned out okay for us, but, yeah, it's just crazy that, you know, you never know who's watching, and especially, you know, your siblings. And I have people that I've looked up to that I don't even realize, right, that I am this kind of in the same position for others.
Jackson, you're right in the middle. So you had the best view of both of your brothers growing up. How would you describe how Isaiah was as an older brother?
I honestly feel bad for him. Like he mentioned earlier, you know, he had the strict rules. He had he was the one that had to do the chores, and you know, he was the one that had to lead by example. And so for me, I feel like I kind of cheated the system and got away with a little bit of things. And ultimately, when he left on his mission, it was like now it was me, and so I kind of felt that pressure as well. And I can empathize with Isaiah of like, hey, you know, I got to start doing the things the correct way, and I got to, you know, do this and be a good example and watch how I act and stuff. And I think Mike has done a great job of, you know, carving his own path, but also following in the footsteps of Isaiah and I. So, yeah.
And I want to know, speaking of Micah, you mentioned that he cried when you guys beat him up. But besides that, because you had the best view of him as well, what was Micah like growing up?
I would say that Micah was like, I think me and Isaiah both knew that Micah was going to be the better athlete. Probably the best athlete in our family, and yep. it was just a matter of time. And so it was always, you know, what can we do to pick on Micah? And you know, me and him roomed together, so it was like I was always getting on him, like, dude, you got to clean the room. Like, look at this mess you made. Like, but maybe I was more of the bully to Micah because we lived together. But I think he's done a great job of just carving his own path. Doing his, you know, things correctly and in the right way, and really following, the example that Isaiah and I set for him. So,
Micah, how did you respond to that when he was like, "Clean your room"? Were you more of a stubborn kid, or were you like, "Okay, I will"?
I was kind of stubborn.
I think we fought a lot.
Yeah, we got into a couple times.
You guys bickered all the time.
But yeah,
I feel like you have to though. I mean, that just comes with it. I asked this to the Pay brothers, Connor and Trevor. When I interviewed them a few weeks ago, but how much was your parents' grocery bill when you were all living in the same house? Because that had to have been insane.
Yeah.
Like, how much did you guys eat?
I feel like we always ate eggs. Like, I don't even know how many eggs. Like,
Luckily, it was when they were cheap.
Yeah, when they were cheap before all the inflation. But no, I remember it was like I would get home and make 8 eggs after football, and it's like,
multiple boxes of those Eggos.
Eggo waffles.
The microwavable burgers. It was big Costco trips.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Hot Pockets.
Yep.
I can't even imagine. All right, Isaiah, you played linebacker and receiver in high school. Is that right?
Yep.
And then, Jackson, you played linebacker and running back mm-hmm. in high school. Micah, you played safety, linebacker, wide receiver, and even long snapper.
Yep, yeah.
You guys have been all over the place. So, how did linebacker become the chosen position of the Kafusi brothers, Isaiah?
Yeah, well, so my dad is actually the biggest brother of all of his siblings.
Okay.
So he's like 6'8", you know, 300
like physically
pounds.
Physically the
biggest.
Okay.
Married my mom, who's not as tall as Michelle, right? So our genes, we kind of had like the perfect linebacker genes, right? We're not these defensive ends or defensive tackles like our Provo cousins.
Yeah.
So I think it was more of just like a natural fit. And there's just something about Kafusi's and defensive players that it just, like, makes sense. Hmm. I think we understand, and we're very instinctual by nature, and that makes a really good defensive player. So I think that's, for me, that's, I think, why we just, hey, it's linebacker.
Okay.
We're also not fast enough to be, like, safety and receiver.
Yeah, that's true.
At a collegiate level.
Yeah.
You're like, now we're getting to the hard truth here. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. It worked out in high school, but.
Yeah, college is a whole different beast.
College is a whole different, yeah.
And speaking of Micah, what has been some of the biggest differences for you making that jump from high school to Division I college football?
Oh, man, high school, you just go out there and play, really. Mm-hmm. It's just all instincts. It's all just kind of do your own thing. But in college, it's very, you're held to a much higher standard by coaches. The biggest thing is mentally, it's a different challenge, it's a different beast. Mentally, you got to be on top of every single part of your life to be successful, and I think that's one of the biggest jumps from high school to college.
We've been able to hear kind of Isaiah and Jackson's recruiting process, why they chose BYU, but I want to hear from you. What made you make that ultimate decision to follow in your brother's path?
Oh, it was I saw the success that they had, education. And, they had great friends, great people, great coaches around them. And so I saw the culture of this team, being at all their games, sometimes going to the practices. And so when I saw that culture, I knew right away that I was like, hey, I want to be just like them. I want to go to BYU.
And now you get to be a part of one of the most magical seasons in BYU history. Fingers crossed, right, that it keeps going. How would you describe what this football season has been like for you so far?
It's been incredible. The biggest thing with this team is we're so close, and I think that's the biggest factor why we're so successful. So being part of a team, we're winning, and everyone does everything right, and we're so close. It just makes the experience so much fun. Every week we get to and just go at it at practice, and then Saturday we go out, play, win the games, and just celebrate together, because that's really who's there. Just we're all together as a team. So it's been awesome.
It's incredible the difference that unity makes, right?
Yeah,
it's amazing. Isaiah, how does it feel to be the only brother who's never beaten Utah?
Yeah.
I only say that because I saw that on your Instagram. You set yourself up.
No,
for that.
I did. It was we were at Sunday dinner this last week, and I'm like, just realized I'm the only one that hasn't beaten Utah here. I went 0-4, and I was super excited for Jax in 21 because I was like, dude, this is like I was living through Jackson, and I felt like a lot of what I had done for the program, like the culture had been, was sort of like 2020 and my team and what we had done and established. So I had no issues saying, hey, I kind of am connected to this in some way. And then to see Micah, we were up at the game. I was on the sideline, and it was like I found him after, and I'm recording him just because it is that moment for him is something that I never got to enjoy. And, my wife doesn't let me live that one down, but it's it was a cool realization, right? And I'll take if I have to go undefeated, over and over again.
Yeah.
Or I guess if I have to go winless over and over again for them to win, I would do it.
Well, like you said, you kind of set it up for that 2021 season, so just take that win. Isaiah and Jackson, you were mentioning this a little bit earlier, but it's not every day you get to suit up and take the field with your brother. Not a lot of people get to do that. So what was it like being able to be in practices together, go on games together, travel together, just day in and day out? We'll start with Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything that we kind of dreamed of. I mean, me and Isaiah, like you mentioned, we had Rice Eccles Stadium in our mirror, and the goal was to play together. And so just to be able to take the field, I think my first game, McNeese State, that I played in, Corbin was on the field, Devin was on the field, and then me and Isaiah were at linebacker. So it was like, the box was filled with Kafusi's, and it was like, wow, this is unreal, like right now. Like this is,
And that was the game after our grandpa
passed away.
So it was a very special moment.
Yeah, it was. So, but it's just a dream come true. Like, practicing. And Isaiah is obviously my older brother, so he was always like looking out for me. Like, hey, you got the plays down. You got this down. Like, hey, when you go in there, like, you know, just be confident and breathe. And so it was super helpful for me. I'm super appreciative of Isaiah and his leadership, but it was just a dream come true.
Isaiah, what about for you, suiting up with your little bro?
Yeah, it was like he said, a dream come true for us. And like he had mentioned, right, I just remember always, you know, being just having, you know, a particular kind of set of eyes for him and saying, hey, like, good job, keep going. Like, here's what you can do. You know, as he comes off the field, it's like, all right, what'd you see? Right now we can start to kind of, you know, really help each other out, mm-hmm. Which was fun. And then obviously, like, the memories that I have are like the games, and we would room together when we travel, right? And it's like, it was just, you know, we had three years where we just, like, you know, we go on the road and we're roommates and we're having these fun experiences. And it was really just the time of our lives.
Mm, so incredible. You almost had like an extra coach.
Yeah.
In your corner, right, yeah. For a few years.
And he's like a, you know, genius when it comes to, you know, defenses. And so it was super nice for me to just, you know, be able to pick his brain. So,
well, when are we going to start coaching, Isaiah? Let's make that happen. All right. I can't imagine how difficult it is to be a D1 athlete while earning your degree, trying to have a social life. I'm going to be talking to you, Micah. You're studying entrepreneurship at the Marriott School of Business. That's a difficult path that you're taking academically. What have you learned from your brothers about how to balance all that comes with playing college football and going to school?
Yeah, I will say first that any problem I have, I'll give them a call. I mean, I probably call these dudes multiple times a day. Just, hey, like, so when I was going in to pick my major, I was like, what do you guys think I should do? What do you think I should do? And then I was like, hey, I'm just going to go. So, yeah, I applied for the entrepreneurship program. It's been great so far. It's difficult to definitely juggle the football, social life, school, but just having good time management, really. And these guys,
I think both Jackson and I had like aspirations to get into business school, but I don't think we were like gonna cut it for the business school. So Micah's the only one that's actually gotten into the business school, which is cool.
So you're living through Micah in a lot of ways. All right, guys, we're gonna take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have more from Isaiah Jackson and Micah Kafusi. This is Royal Legacy.
And now back to Royal Legacy and your host, Lauren McLean.
Welcome back to Royal Legacy. I'm Lauren McLean with brothers and BYU footballers Isaiah Jackson and Micah Kafusi. All right, I want to see how well you guys know each other, okay?
Oh, no.
Here we go. What does Micah have on his bio as something he loves to do?
He'll never get this one.
Well, I saw the roller skating.
Oh, he got it!
Okay.
He got it!
Roller skating?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. All right.
That was the one thing. Okay, Micah, now you got to explain, because that was like the one thing you had on your bio besides like family, and it's like, and I love to roller skate. So is that really something you're like passionate about?
It's a funny story, because my junior year of high school was kind of like the time of COVID, and so they didn't give us school on Fridays.
Okay.
So then Thursday night was like, you go to Classic Fun Center every Thursday night, and we don't have to wake up for school the next morning. So that whole year and part of my senior year, we would go every Thursday, me and my friends, and just something I loved. Just the music's blaring in the
You know Friday is disco night, right?
No. They changed it to Thursday night.
Okay. Friday was.
So you would go for disco night on Thursday?
What's funny, though, is this is kind of going to date us, because he said Classic Fun Center.
Yeah.
You know what is classic skating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's been changed.
Is it changed? I don't know.
I think they added like the whole arcade.
Anyways, disco night was on Friday.
So can you do like tricks on your skates? And like, did you just become
not
so
crazy
good
on the
during
tricks,
your COVID
year? I'm smooth. I'm pretty smooth.
Okay.
Just straight vibing.
Just vibe. Just go with the music.
You and Jamal Williams. You remember Jamal Williams?
Oh, yeah.
He would go skating all the time when he was here at BYU.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him there a couple times.
Really? That's so awesome. I love it.
Thursday night.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Jackson. Isaiah led BYU's defense in tackles his senior year. How many tackles did he have?
He led the team in tackles?
He did. Unless I'm mistaken,
but
pretty sure he did.
I'm going to throw – it's got to be less than 100.
It is less than 100.
I'm going to throw 79.
No, it's more than that.
Is it?
Higher.
I didn't really?
Do you know the exact number?
86?
Close.
I didn't think he was that good that
it's
year.
It's higher,
was
yeah,
it,
yeah.
Is it 92?
It's 92. 92. I didn't think he was that good that year. Did you just hear that?
That's crazy.
Wow. Yep, 92.
Okay, 92.
Led the team in tackles the senior season. All right, Micah, your turn. Jackson had a 13-yard interception his freshman year against what team?
Boise State.
He got okay. it.
What rank were they?
13?
14th.
14th. You're like, I think. I don't know. You're quizzing sure. him and you
they
don't remember.
They were pretty good. Yeah, I remember that.
There you go,
I remember
guys,
Isaiah caught him right on the sideline when he was running off.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, what was that moment like? Freshman year.
Yeah, it was
getting
sick.
That catch.
Yeah, honestly, you could like zoom in on my eyes and when it happened, and I was like shocked. I was like, this guy really threw me the ball. Like, it was right to me, and my eyes were just wide open. But I think Isaiah had a pick that game too, so it was the first brother duo.
Oh my gosh!
BYU history.
Yeah, BYU history right there.
Look
we're
at that.
We're in history books.
Yeah. Were your parents just on cloud nine like after that game?
I'm
they're
sure.
like, this is.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was fun.
Like, where do you go from there? I mean, like, that's got to be one of the coolest things ever. All right, the Kafusi reach is large and wide, as we know, when you include your aunts, uncles, cousins. We recently had Bronson and his wife Hillary on the show not too long ago. They were talking about the madness that is the Kafusi family reunions. What's it like when all of you, and I'm talking aunts, uncles, cousins, what's it like when all of you get together?
Well, you want to talk about a grocery bill.
oh, my gosh.
That reunion, I mean, you talk about food. It is mind-boggling. But it's really fun. It's cool to see because that's when everyone gets together and we've got the Utes and the Cougars, but we're all just there. And it's when we get, you know, playing games, like we'll play basketball. It gets competitive and it's fun, but it's just a good time.
Yeah.
Really good time.
How many injuries have come out of some of these Kafusi get-togethers?
Never
far
know.
Far too many.
Gets competitive.
Far too many.
So Isaiah and Jackson, you both are married with kids now. Micah, what's it like when you're now that your own family's getting a little bigger? What's it like when all of you guys get together?
It's my favorite part of the week. I mean, we put the nephews, nieces, and nephews, niece now, in the middle of the family room and just watch them all day. It's literally the best time of the week, and it gets chaotic.
I'm sure it does. Do you guys get together every Sunday?
Just about,
but once a week probably.
Yeah,
and if not, it's funny because we. Are like a big FaceTime family. So we FaceTime, you know, maybe every other day.
Yeah.
Micah will call and say, hey, I want to see the baby.
Mm,
it's the only time he calls me, really. Like, oh, okay, now it's like, hey, I want to see
like,
the
hey,
baby.
I
Where's
see
Max?
The baby.
Where's baby Max? But if we're not getting together, it's probably two or three FaceTimes a day from someone in the family.
Mm, I love that so much. Micah, what's it like being the fun uncle? The funkle, as they say.
I am the fun uncle. They love me. I love being an uncle because, you know, they do something. They get some candy here and there that they're not supposed to. They get in trouble, and I don't have to discipline them.
No.
I say, hey, do your thing. So but I love hanging out, watching them, and they make me so happy. They're the best.
So cool. What's a family tradition that you guys have that you've had growing up that's something that you want to continue with your own families? I see Jackson over there thinking, is there something you guys did when you were growing up that you're like, I love this. I want to continue this with my own family.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe my wife won't like this idea, but we always had Chinese food on Christmas Eve.
And really?
It was always Chinese takeout.
What? Chinese How did that takeout. Start?
Honestly, we probably had games going on like that week, or I don't know what it was, but we were always so busy that it was like, hey, let's just get takeout, and you know, Chinese stuck, and we were like, this is the best like Christmas Eve ever.
Yeah.
We're not a super traditional, like, you know, the ham in the oven and all that, so it was like, hey, we'll stick with this, and yeah.
Shout out
to Asian Star for
Asian Star.
The best Christmas Eves ever. What about for you? What's something your family's done that you want to carry on to your own family?
Yeah, it was funny. Growing up, we had like a family, like a mini family home evening every night. So we would get done with our day, and my dad would kind of just call a little meeting. It was probably, maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah.
10 to 15 minutes. And it was like, everyone goes around, says what you were grateful for, or what, you know, what was your favorite part of the day. And it's just kind of was a time to just connect as a family, and then everyone's off.
Mm.
And you just kind of do your night routine. But that was a cool kind of family tradition, I think, that I'd like to continue.
I love that. But I want to know, as like teenage boys growing up, was that something you were like, oh my gosh, not again? Or did you actually enjoy that your dad got you guys together every night?
No, it definitely was like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, I mean, it was a standard in the household. Like, yeah, every night we did it, but it was one of those where, like, you know, I've got my phone underneath the blanket. I'm like texting or like, you know,
yeah,
just not present.
As soon as dad started talking, it was like,
here we go.
What's this guy saying? Yeah.
But isn't that cool? Now that you're older, you're like, whoa, that was actually really cool that my dad
did
that.
Super impactful.
Micah, what about for you? What's something you guys did that you loved growing up?
It's not really tradition, but we used to go to this pool, Tyler's pool. And I remember we had the best memories there, and basketball would get rough. We'd be doing flips off the diving board. But, yeah, every summer we'd go there, and it was a blast. So not really a tradition, but those are some good memories there.
I love that so much. Your parents did something right with you boys. You're incredible athletes. You're really good men. When you look at the way you were raised by your parents and the values they instilled in you, what's something you learned that you want to instill in your own kids? Sorry, Isaiah, you're the oldest. We always got to go start with you. You're used to it, though, aren't you?
Micah touched on it a little bit, but just, like, the hard work. You know, my mom working several jobs, my dad. And really, this is kind of a sidebar to it, but, you know, my dad is a high school teacher and a high school coach, always has been, always, you know, he just has this ability to work with kids and to kind of inspire and support and help. And a lot of them might be, have some issues when it comes to either mental health or even physically, but he's just, his ability and his like love and passion for those kids. But he's just a hard worker. I mean, they both show up every day and it's just, you know, they go to work and they do their thing to provide for the fam.
I love that. Jackson, what about for you?
Yeah, I would say, and I think it's appropriate that we can talk about this here at BYU, but the gospel was a huge influence in our family and obviously a huge, you know, cornerstone of our family. I remember one time I was like, I got to go out and mow my neighbor's lawn. Like, he paid me already, you know, this and this. And so Sunday morning was like the only time that I could do that. And so I started up the lawnmower, and I remember my dad like came out and was like, hey, like, you know, we keep the Sabbath day holy. And so to me, I'll always have that memory, but it was just like the, you know, yes, it's our family and football are, you know, the main things, but the foundation was faith and faith and belief in Jesus Christ. And I think that reflects in all three of us of like, hey, these are the things that we do and that's just how it is. And faith was like the biggest thing to like, I guess, kind of keep our family molded together. And so, that's something that I absolutely love.
That's super powerful, and that's something crazy that just good families, just good Kafusi families, because even we'll call them the Provo Kafusis, just have that strong, good core faith, just good men as well. So shout out to your parents, all of your parents. It's just incredible what you guys have been able to do. What about for you? What's something that your parents have instilled in you that you want to keep with yourself and for your future family?
Yeah, kind of just bouncing off what Jackson was saying, they prioritized our family so much and how close we were. I mean, we were, like these guys said, we were at all the games together, or we would have these little family meetings every night. And so, yeah, we would be annoyed, like, I don't want to go talk with dad every night, or I don't want to go to their games. But now that I'm looking back at it, it's made our family so close. And that's something I want to instill in my family, where we're always supporting each other. And we just really put each other first in any situation.
Mm. So powerful. I love it. Looking back at your careers and the time you guys spent in Provo, Isaiah and Jackson, how would you describe what BYU means and has meant to you?
Man, I don't know that I could articulate that well enough. I wouldn't do it justice. But there was a clip that I recently saw on Twitter of Kalani in his post-game speech, right, talking about, Helaman 5:12 and building your foundation and, you know, just loving and learning and his culture that he's created. And to be honest, Kalani is really a big part of that for me. Is, you know, he has changed my life significantly. And really this program and the school and the culture, like, has absolutely catapulted me into real life. Like, it has been the doors that it has opened, the connections that I have made because of this place and this program, I don't think could have happened anywhere else. And so extremely grateful for this program.
You're doing a phenomenal job on TV, by the way. Oh, I just got to throw that out there. Have you guys watched
it?
He
does all right.
Let's talk about how uncomfortable that is.
No.
It is. It's tough. I respect the talent and the people that do that stuff, because being on the BYU broadcast has been really strenuous. I love it.
Yeah.
It's been a good thing to learn, but it's been tough.
It's hard. There's a lot of stress. Well, you got what it takes, though. So. What about for you, Jackson? What has BYU meant for you?
I mean, same thing that Isaiah said. Like, just the connections and the people, you know, the friends that I made here. My wife attended here, so every time we, you know, drive into Happy Valley, they call it, like, it's like the memories start to flood. And really just it's just been a good kickstart to the path that I'm on right now. Like Isaiah mentioned, like connections and you know, just everything about this place, it's really special. And so when you go out into the world and you're like, yeah, I graduated from BYU, people are like, wow, okay, that's awesome. Like, it really does hold weight, because they know you're a good person. They know you've worked hard. Just the values that you have and that this university has is unlike any other. And so it's been really, really special and yeah, just amazing. So,
Micah, you're just getting started here, which is really cool for you. But what are your goals as an athlete and as a person as you continue your own BYU journey?
That's a great question. I would say, let me think. I would say a big lesson I've learned in football is the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And so as I'm here, I'm trying to grow and learn it as much as I can. And I mean, there's great resources for that. But the way I do one thing in school or football, I really feel like it affects the rest of my life. And so while I'm in the midst of this crazy mayhem with football, school, social life, whatever it is, I just try and learn and grow as much as I can. So when I do get out into the real world like these two, I'm prepared as much as I can prepare for that. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Tell me that again. How you do one thing is how you do everything.
Yeah.
I think that is such a cool thing. I want to remember that. All right. I'm here with Isaiah Jackson and Mike Kafusi, brothers and BYU footballers. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. You're incredible men and can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Micah Jackson and Isaiah Kafusi for coming on the show with me. Carter Bond and Tori Kimball helped produce this episode, with senior producer Terry South. You can join the Royal Legacy wherever you get your podcasts, on Apple, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, or on BYUradio.org. Royal Legacy is a production of BYU Radio.